Harmless. Well, I had an idea. I have an idea. On Sunday, I believe, is the disappearance day. Disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Gauridas Pandit. Hare Krishna. It was a bit high and a bit too treble. So, okay. Sunday then is the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami, who's very, very prominent and important person in our line, and the disappearance day of Srila Gauridas Pandit, who was a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, like part of their entourage, you could say. So is Rupa Goswami, but in a somewhat different way. Rupa Goswami particularly took up the mission of Lord Chaitanya and worked at that. And Gauridas Pandit, he was a personal associate, like face-to-face personal associate for many, many years. So I thought I could say a few words about them. What do you think? Yes. Would that be permissible? Plus also, according to the lunar calendar, as far as I can remember, their disappearance day is my birthday. Although according to the solar calendar, the common calendar, yesterday was. So, just saying. Plus we're having a celebration on Saturday too, so make the most of it. So this is what I'm thinking of doing, unless anyone objects strongly. And yeah, say something about them. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Right, so I will begin by reading a verse. I'm going to read a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, Chapter 1, which is titled Srila Rupa Goswami's Second Meeting with the Lord. Tate Jani Purve Tomar Panache Prasada Taha Vina Nahe Tomar Hridaya Nuvada. Translation: had you not previously bestowed your mercy on him, they said, it would not have been possible for him to express your internal feelings. This is some of Lord Chaitanya's close associates, Ramananda Roy and others, speaking to Lord Chaitanya about the extraordinary nature of the drama written by Srila Rupa Goswami, or one of the dramas, about Krishna's pastimes. It's a drama, I believe it, well, it's either Lalita Madhava or Vidagdha Madhava at this stage of the discussion. And they're dramas, but they're not just some dramatic, theatrical sort of presentation, although they are dramatic, theatrical presentations, certainly. But actually, they are very, extremely profound presentations of the Absolute Truth, and in very sophisticated ways and in great detail from different perspectives. It's amazing, actually. There's one thing, you know, we have to introduce you to sometime, not now, but sometime in the future, some of the poetry, the writing of Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, but particularly I think Rupa Goswami. When you talk about profound, taking a verse and positioning, anyway, it's actually a little hard to explain, but positioning the words in different ways in the verse, and each way you position the words, you get like a very complementary and very profound understanding of the basic statement. I don't know if that makes sense, but actually it is mind-boggling. It's truly mind-boggling when you see this. Lokanath Maharaj is really into it, and sooner or later we'll introduce you to it, and I tell you, you won't believe it. You just won't believe it in terms of sophistication of presentation and the depth of it. So they're saying then, Ramananda Roy and others, who are themselves great, great authorities in Krishna consciousness and very close, confidential companions of Lord Chaitanya, saying about Rupa Goswami, that if you, Lord Chaitanya, had not previously bestowed your mercy on him, it wouldn't have been possible for him to express your internal feelings. Let us read the purport here by Srila Prabhupada. Devotees acknowledge Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy upon Srila Rupa Goswami in the following words. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. How many of you know that verse? Put your hand up. A few. Let us do it responsibly. Okay? Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam
Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam
Stapitam Yena Bhutale
Stapitam Yena Bhutale
Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam
Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam
Dadati Swapadantikam
Dadati Swapadantikam.
Translation: when will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet. So this is like, you could say, the pranam mantra, the basic mantra for offering respects to Srila Rupa Goswami. And Prabhupada goes on to devote the rest of the purport basically to explaining this verse, although it's appearing in the purport. So let's just repeat the translation again. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? So Srila Prabhupada continues, the special function of Srila Rupa Goswami is to establish the feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What do you think his feelings are? Devotees. What are the feelings of Lord Chaitanya specifically? Okay. These feelings are his desires, that his special mercy be spread throughout the world in this Kali Yuga. This is the special, these are the special feelings of Lord Chaitanya. Prativiti achiyata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara haibe moranam. The desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that all over the world, everyone in every village and every town know of him and his Sankirtan movement. These are the inner